This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamaba. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubais. Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Minahani Mili. How do we know? The Mishnah started off by saying that we give a Basula 12 months to get ready for her wedding from the time the husband proposes to her for her to adorn herself. So how do we know that we give a basula 12 months? Amar Rav Chisda. Chisda said, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, now this is not a source midairaisa, but it's an asmachta. The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, when Eliezer wanted to bring Rivka home to Yitzchak, Vayomer Achia V'ima, her brother Lavan, and her mother said, Teshiv Hanara Yitanu Yamim Ayasar. Let the girl stay with us Yamim, or 10. Literally, days, or 10. Ma Yamim. What does Yamim mean? Ilei Matre Yami. If it means let her stay 2 days or 10 days, Mishtai in Shihachi, do people talk like this? People don't talk that way. I'll let her stay 2. Oh no? Okay, let her stay 10. Ma, could I stay up till 11? No? Okay, I want to stay up till 1 a.m. You know, usually you make the bigger request, and if not, you make the smaller request. Amrulei, Treyami? They said 2 days, Amrulei. And he said, no, Amrulei, Asariyami. And then they said 10 days. Elamai Yamim, what is Yamim? Shana, it means a full year. Let her stay with us a year or 10 months. So they asked for a bigger request or 10 months. So we see that typically we give a basula. Typically we give her a year. Now why would Yamim be a year? Yamim tiagulasai. You could redeem the house up to a year. Says Gemara, why are you learning out Yamim from there? From Yamim tiagulasai, that Yamim means a year. Maybe Yamim means a month. Maybe it means a month, like the Pasuk says, Ad Chodesh Yamim, up to a month of days. Amri, they said, Donin Yamim Stam, Miyamim Stam, Ve'ein Donin Yamim Stam, Miyamim. They said, we'll learn out the definition of Yamim Stam, from Yamim Stam. They ain't done in Yamim Stam, Yamim. But we're not going to learn out. In other words, we have a Pasuk Yamim. Teshiv Anar Itanu Yamim. We'll learn that out from Yamim Tiagulasai. So, we'll learn out Yamim Stam from Yamim Stam, but we're not going to learn out Yamim Stam. Mi yamim shenamar b'hem chodesh, from yamim that is qualified as a month. It's more logical to be consistent in the yamims than to say that one yamim is learnt out from a pasuk that says chodesh yamim. Amar Rab Zera. Rab Zera said, Tana, it was taught, Ketana, a woman who's a minor, bein hi, both her, ubein aviyah, yichoyim la'akev. They could be ma'akev and prevent her from getting married until she becomes a gadol. They could say, no, she's not old enough, she can't handle the marriage, so that she could be ma'akev in the marriage. Says Gemara Bishlam Me'ihi, I understand her matzi ma'akva, she could be ma'akev. Ela avia, but her father, I'ihi nichala, if she wants to be married, avia my nafkalamina. Of what relevance is it to the father? Why? If the girl wants to get married, why is the father saying we have to wait until she gets older? Says Gemara, very simply, the father thinks she's not ready to handle the marriage, and she's going to end up coming back to him, and he's going to have to go through the expenses again. Says Gemara, Savar, Hashta lo yada, now she doesn't understand what this entails. L'machar memra, the next day, tomorrow, Mimra does, she's going to rebel. V'nafka, she's going to leave him. V'asya, she's going to come. V'nafli lavai, and she's going to fall on me as responsibility. So I don't want her to get married yet. Because if she gets married now, she's going to come back to me and I'm going to have to go go through the expenses of getting her ready for the chasana again. So I'm not ready for her to get married. Says Gemara, Rabbi Abba Bar Levi. Rabbi Abba Bar Levi said, "In poiskin ala ketana lahasiya kashi ketana." We cannot make up regarding a ketana to have her get married when she's a ketana. We can't tell a 10-year-old, okay, we're setting a date for you to get married in a year when you're 11. We could set a date for a ketana to get married when she is a gedoyla. We could tell a 10-year-old, okay, we're setting the date for you to get married when you're 14. Says Gemara Pshita, it's obvious. Why couldn't you set a date for a ketana to get married when she's a gedoyla? Says Gemara, Ma'od Teima, I would have thought, Leichosh, we should be concerned. Dilma, Ma'ayla, Pachada, Mehashta v'chosha. That I would have thought we should be concerned. Maybe it will engender anxiety in her and she'll get weak. Maybe if when she's a ketana we set a date that she gets married when she's a gedoyla, she might get weak. Kamash malan, not like that. That we're not afraid. Okay. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Bagra yoim echad, if she became a bagir. This din that we give a basula 12 months, that's we give a basula 12 months, we give a nara 12 months. But once she became a bagiris, 12 years and one day, then iskadshan, she did kedushin, noisin la shloshim yom. Then we don't give her 12 months anymore, we only give her 30 days. So we only give a nara 12 months. By Geres, we give her 30 days, amana like an amana. So Gemara is going to challenge this din of Rav Huna. Again, Rav Huna is saying by Geres is only given 30 days. Says Gemara, Meisrei, I'll ask a question. Bagra, the Braisa says, a woman who became a Bageres, Harehi Ketavua. She's like a woman who was proposed to. So doesn't that sound like, just like a Basula who was proposed to, we give 12 months. So to a Bageris that was proposed to, we give 12 months. My love, Ketavua de Basula, is it not like a woman who is proposed as a Basula? Says, Umar Loi, Ketavua de Almana, a woman who is proposed, who's an Almana, who only gets 30 days. Tashma, come in here. Bageris, Shesha, Soshne, Masar, Chodesh. Bageris that waits 12 months. A Bageris that waited 12 months. Rebbe Lezer says, "Hol v'chayv balik v'mzoynesah. Since you're chayv in her mzoynes, yafar, you could be made for her nedarim." So that sounds like that the a bageris that waited 12 months, the husband could be made for her nedarim without the partnership of the father. So we see that a bageris, you're not chayv in the mzoynes until 12 months. Rabbi Lezer says, "Hov chay b'amzaza." Okay. Says Gemara, "Ema b'geres v'sheshas hashnei masar chaydesh." It means a b'geres or a nara that you waited 12 months. Rabbi Lezer Omer, "Hol b'ayal chay b'mzaza b'mezaynasa yofer." So it doesn't mean that a b'geres you're chayv only after 12 months. It's either a b'geres, which its din is 30 days, or a nara after 12 months. Tashma, come in here. Hama'aris es habesula, one who is ma'aris habesula, one who does eris into a besula, bein shetava habal, whether the husband proposes v'hima keves and she prevents it, u'bein shetavahi, or she proposes, u'ba ma'akev, noisin l'shnei masar chodesh, we give 12 months, mishas tzvia, from the time of proposal, avalo mishas erisin, not from the time of erisin, u'bagra, if a woman is a bageres, harehi ketvua. She's like a woman who was proposed to. Keitzad halso. Bagro yoimechad. If she was a bageres for one day. V'niskadsha. And kedushin was done. Nois nila shnei masar chodesh. We give her 12 months. So a bageres for one day and she had kedushin, we give her 12 months. Ul arusa shloshim yoim. Arusa 30 days. So here we see explicitly that a bageris is given 12 months to yufta, to Rav Huna, to yufta. This is an absolute refutation to Rav Huna. Says Gemara, "My ula arusa shloshim yom." What does it mean we give an arusa 30 days? When do we ever give an arusa 30 days? We say an arusa has 12 months. Amar Papa, you know when Narusa gets 30 days? Hachi Kamar. By Gerah She'avru Aleh Shnei Masar Chodesh. Bebagrus. A by Gerah who 30 days passed in her state of Bagrus. V'niskacha, and Kedushin was done. Noisin L'Shleshim Yom Kamar. We give her 30 days like an Ammana. That's what it means. That somebody who spent 12 months as a Bagaras and Kedushin was done, we give 30 days like an Amana. So that basically we're saying Rav Huna is not correct. We're saying a Bagaras does not get 30 days. Really, a Bagaras gets 12 months. So if she was a bagaras for one day and then she was niskacha, she gets 12 months. But a woman who 12 months passed in her state of bagaras, she gets 30 days. Okay, now we're up to an amazing sugya. This sugya has a lot of ramifications throughout Shas. We know the din is that when a kohen purchases somebody, he could feed them truma. The kohen ki yikne kinyan Kasbay, hu yoichabal achmay. The pasuk says, "V'koyin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasbay, hu yoichabay." Says the Gemara, "Amar Ula." So the Mishnah said that if a man sets a date for the nesuin, so. Right, the Mishnah says we give a basula 12 months. He giyaz man v'loy nisai, oichlois mishalai v'oichlois betruma. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula, Dvar Toira, Arusa bas Yisrael oicheles betruma. In Arusa, who's the daughter of an Israelite, who marries a kohen, she could eat truma as an Arusa, even before nisuin. Shenemar, bekohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasvay. The kohen acquired someone, a Kenyan Kasbai, and this woman that he gave Kenyan Kasav to is like Kenyan Kasbai, Vahai Nami Kenyan Kasbai Hu. So, my Matam Amru Eino Echelas, what's the reason why, even though Midai Raisa, what's the reason why, even though Dvar Tayra Rusabas Yisrael Echelas Pachuma, the Rabbanon said not, and Arusa cannot eat Shuma. Umatam Amru Eino Echeles. We're afraid Shema Yimzigula Kois Veves Avia. He might pour for her a cup while she's in her father's house. V'tishka Lachio Lachoisa. And she'll give it to her brother and sister. Meaning, an Arusa is still Veves Avia. So even though technically she's allowed to eat Shuma, but she can't give it to her siblings, and we're afraid that he's going to pour for her and she's going to give it to her siblings. Says the Gemara, Yihachi, if so, he giyaz man v'loy nesai nami. Why does the Mishnah say that if the time came for nesuin and he didn't do nesuin, she could eat truma? Why are we not afraid that she'll give it to her siblings? Says Gemara, hasam duchta miyachila. There, since the date of the wedding came, he'll designate a spot for her. And she'll make sure that we'll remind her not to give it to her brother and sister. Elameyata, but now, lakit kayen, li Yisrael, a worker who's working, he's picking produce. He's a kohen. He's doing it for your Yisrael. Lo yilecha b'tshuma, this kohen should not be allowed to eat tshuma. Dilma asu l'mecha b'hadei, because he might feed it to his boss. Says Gemara, hashta midetu safulei, if they're the ones feeding him, if the boss is feeding him, mididei achli, they're going to eat from his produce. We don't have to be concerned that this kohen is going to feed his boss. The boss is the one who has to feed him. So this is the first reason. Ula says the reason why midarais and arusa cannot eat shuma is shema yimzigula kais bevesavia. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda Amar mishum simpan. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda says there's a different reason why you, even though midaraisa and arusa is allowed to eat shuma, midraban and she's not, because you might annul the marriage. Simpoin is, let's say, when you break something, when you break an obligation. For instance, let's say Reuven lends money to Shimon. So if Shimon has a receipt that he pays, that annuls the loan. So we're afraid the marriage might be annulled, and then whatever chuma she eats retroactively will have been unlawful. Ihachi says Gemara, if so, right? Because in other words, we're afraid that he, when he lives with her, he'll see that she has a defect, and that will annul the marriage. So the Gemara says, well, then she shouldn't be allowed to eat chuma even when she's nechras al chuppah, because he may annul the marriage by bia. Ihachi nechras al chuppah v'lay nevlanami. If a woman enters chuppah before bia, also she should not be allowed to eat chuma. Says Gemara, no, he makes sure before he's machnas her lechuppah to send her to his relatives to check her out that she doesn't have any defects. Hasa mivdak badakla. There he checks her v'hadar ma'ayel, and then he brings her to the chuppah. Says Gemara, if we're afraid for a mekach tos, so then yihachi says Gemara elamayata. Eved Kayin Shalak Chayim Yisrael, the Eved of a Kayin, who is purchased from a Yisrael, Loi Leicha B'Tshuma, should not be able to eat Shuma, Misham Simpain, because the sale may be retroactively null and void, because the buyer may find a mum in the Eved. Says Gemara, no, what kind of mum are we worried about? Simpain Ba'avadim Leka. There's no possible annulment by an Eved. If we're talking about a mum on the outside, it wouldn't annul the sale because he saw it when he bought it and obviously he was okay with it. He has a mum in private areas. Who cares? He's buying the evet to work. Of what relevance is it that he has a secret mum? He bought the evet for work. He doesn't care about what's covered. Elamai, maybe there'll be a character problem and the sale will be annulled. What's the problem? Nimsa ganav oikov yustus. If he is a robber or a kidnapper, higiu, the sale is valid. The mekach is not batal. What do you worry about? Ma'ika, what are you worried? List a mezuyan? You're worried that he might be an armed robber? Oy muchtav l'malchus? Or he sinned and he's chayiv misa? We're not worried about that. The buyer would know about it. Hanu kala islahu. This is something that has a rumor, and the buyer definitely knew about it, and if he bought it, that means he accepted it. So there's no possible concern by buying avadim. So the bottom line is we have a machloikis between Ula and Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yehuda. Ula says the reason why Midrabanan and Arusa can't eat shruma is because she might serve it to her siblings. Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yehuda says the reason is because the sale may be annulled. We're worried about Simpon. Okay, Rav Lewis, we're going to hold it over here. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful night. And bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov, thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.